Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Mitch and Finley, 1 o'clock. We got another hour, Grant and Danny, after that. Tomorrow we're going to be at MGM. It's going to be dope. We're 8 days away from Nats opening day. That'll be dope. We're less than 24 hours now from the NCAA tournament coming. Denton Day has decided to grace us with his presence. Remember at Landfill, we used to get Denton once a week, and then he said we had to start paying him, right? Wasn't that the thing? He demanded a retainer, I believe.
Could you imagine if I started demanding money here? not how that works. I just stopped getting the text message. I don't know what happened.
I think you'd be better off, like, of places where you could demand money and expect it to get answered, where does a radio station rank?
Probably pretty low.
Yeah.
I think you got a better really chance. Low.
Like going into a fast food restaurant and just demanding food.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe like a grocery store, like a food bank.
Yeah.
I just walk into a food bank. I want money. They'd probably be more off to give me that than here.
So I don't want to lose this, and we have the audio, so then you're just going to have to bear with me here. Obviously, the Bengals have made a move to solidify their offense in that they paid Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins a lot. And so that leaves this like big dangling participle of what happens with Trey Hendrickson. And I was listening. I saw this on Instagram maybe. Albert Breer was on with Rich Eisen. And I thought Breer's response is pretty telling of where the situation is.
I can think of worse problems than having to pay Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that would be the thing is that you do have a lot of your resources allocated on one side of the ball. So now you're going to make it work on the other side of the ball. We'll see if they get Trey Hendrickson done. Logan Wilson, they did give a contract too. But, you know, if you look at the structure of those Colts teams back in the day, they paid Dwight Freeney, they paid Robert Mathis, they paid Gary Brackett, and then there was a lot of youth around those guys. That's what I think it's going to look like in Cincinnati going forward as a result of this.
And in 30 seconds or so, is Hendrickson possible? Do they have...
Yeah, I think it's possible. Yeah, I mean, I just... It's expensive now. It's gotten more expensive.
Yes.
You know, that's really the question. The guy had 35 sacks the last 2 years. I think the reason why he was the most available of the three and the reason why the Bengals let him go out and seek a trade is simply because of his age. He's 31 years old. The other two guys are in their mid-20s. To me, they looked at it and they said, this is the guy that we probably have to be most willing to part with. But they didn't want to part with any of them. You know, so we'll see if they can work something out. I think there's a way to get it done. They're going to try. They got some runway now to get something done there.
So there's a lot of interesting things there. I do think the Bengals' decision to go from Lou Anarumo to Al Golden is perhaps a nod towards being able to get young players to help right away. Golden just came from Notre Dame. He obviously can connect with rookies and young defensive players. Anaromo, I think, was kind of scapegoated in a lot of this, but one of the knocks on him was that guys weren't really developing from what was a really good defense that they just didn't pay guys to stick around. The bigger thing that matters for Washington fans is the Hendrickson thing. And my one real takeaway from that, when Breer said they've got some time, some runway on this, Hendrickson played last year without guarantee money on that deal. I can't imagine he would do it again. I think that's the undercurrent of the trade, at least the permission to talk about a trade. But that sure to me seems like nothing's going to happen until the draft. And then it'll depend on what kind of offers come draft time.
I wonder how hard-headed he is.
Who?
Hendrickson. Like, will he actually be the kind of guy that holds out into training camp? Because it's one thing, like, last year not playing with guaranteed money and not wanting to do that again. But we've seen guys, I mean, like, Myles Garrett broke. Now, they paid him $40 million, but he was like, nope, it's about winning, it's not about money. It's about winning, it's not about money. And they're like, hey, here's $40 million. You're like, all right, I can go $40 million as long as we don't have a quarterback. Like, we don't have a quarterback, it's fine. So I'm curious to see how he is going to be in terms of actually holding out. Because if they're going to call your bluff, then it doesn't really matter. And if you're willing to bluff, it doesn't really matter.
I don't think it's about him. I think it's about them. I think it's about we're not going to be able to spend a lot, so we need to draft really well. Do we want more bites at the apple? And you wait to draft time to drive it forward, and somebody misses the, you know,
the edge market.
But don't
you feel like as soon as the first round ends, it's like driving a car off the lot where the value for him in terms of trade partners goes down drastically for Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Because if right now they're asking for a first round pick, if that first round ends, there no one's giving you a 2026 first round pick.
It just doesn't mean it won't happen. I mean, when Trent Williams wasn't traded day one, go back in time, was that 21, 20?
Right. That'd be great for Washington, who maybe doesn't want to pay that price right now, that one and a third or whatever the rumor is, because as soon as that first round goes, you might be able to get him for like a four, like a three and a four, something along those lines. And I'm expecting Adam Peters to get a lot more draft picks than they currently have by the time we get to the draft, or as it goes on at least.
I mean, they're going to be desperate for it. If they allow themselves to get desperate, that's when it will occur. I keep getting people tweeting me, yo, what's up with the McLaurin contract extension?
It's March.
I can't imagine there's even real outside of like, hey, we got to talk. Like, I just think that now the NFL calendar is kind of free agency is coming and not gone, but the initial wave is over. There will be more people signed and more people, you know, in and off rosters. But now the focus is going to shift to the draft. You got pro days are happening at colleges. Soon you're going to have more and more of the 30 visits. Like the next wave of trades and whatever else might happen, I don't think much, if anything, will happen until draft week.
They're not really in a rut. Like, the Bengals were in a rush to get their contracts done because they wanted to make sure that nobody rose the price for Ja'Marr Chase again.
Well, and Higgins was sitting there on the tag, which screws you,
right? So, like, they had an incentive to get those deals done when they needed to. Terry's not really in a rush. You're not resetting the market. And I have a pretty good feeling, you know, I don't want to speak for either side, but I have a pretty good feeling both sides want to come to a conclusion. So as long as, like, he's not missing anything, there's no workouts or mini camps going on right now. So I'm not too worried about the Terry contract as of March 19th.
I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. All right. The topic at hand, I mean, that everybody's talking about is the NCAA tournament.
Right.
We haven't heard from Denton, who SiriusXM college sports, man. I mean, that's what he does.
A little bit of gambling here and there.
Let's start with your Liberty Bibberty team. What are the Flames?
The Flames.
The Flames.
Fan the Flames.
Fan the Flames, Landfill. How do we feel about Liberty 5-12?
I mean, everybody loves a good 12-5 upset, right? It feels like that's the most bet and the most selected upset in all of the college basketball NCAA tournament. So I like Liberty. I haven't watched a lot of Oregon this year, but I love Richie McKay. I think he does a really good job. The contrast of styles is going to be unique. I always feel like that 12 5 and sometimes the 13-4. I think 13-4 is where a lot of the money is going to be this year, ultimately with upsets. But I always feel like
I think 12-5 has gotten to be too mainstream.
It's like way too mainstream. It was like really hip in 2017, and now everybody does it. So yeah. you gotta get on the 13-4, maybe 14-3 line. But I think they'll put up a good fight. It's redemption for that Fiesta Bowl that I had to sit through in Phoenix a couple years ago. So hopefully just ends up a lot better than that one did.
Oh, Wendy's here. Wendy blew me off earlier, said she was unavailable. Thanks for nothing, Wendy. Wendy's got a Wizards jersey
on it? She has a Wizards baseball jersey on, it looks like. Pretty fly.
Who do you like in general? What's your Final Four? What are your picks?
I
imagine
Houston.
You've spent a lot of time thinking about this.
No. Don't spend a lot of time. The more time you spend, the worse your bracket's going to look. That's how I'm not crunching numbers. I'm done with crunching numbers. You know how many years I've spent crunching numbers and looking at all these like in-depth analytics on KenPom offense versus defense and all that jazz? I'm done with that. I like Houston. I watch Houston play and I'm like, that team's really good. I like Houston. I don't believe that future Wizard Savior Cooper Flagg is fully healthy.
Yeah, he's probably not. Are you not concerned?
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
By Houston's, can't shoot.
They're not a great shooting team.
Like at the end of the day, you do have to score.
You do
some
have
buckets.
To score some points. But I have a feeling that LJ Cryer is going to. I think he's one of the few guys that has the takeover gene. You saw it a couple weeks ago. He has the takeover gene. He had like 30 in a game on a Sunday. I really like great guard play. I think guard play is what lifts teams in the NCAA tournament. Florida's going to be tough to beat, though.
Florida's going to be tough to beat. I wonder,
you got Maryland winning the whole thing?
No. I don't want to be. Oh, I've said all along, I just want a Sweet 16. I just want another.
Their draw stinks. Like, that side of the bracket is brutal to be on.
Especially once you get to the regional.
I think Coach K took them out of Duke's bracket. Everyone's been so focused on the Bubba Cunningham thing. I think Coach K still doesn't want Maryland and Duke to play. They should have been a Duke side.
You are the second person this week on this radio program to suggest that.
Yeah.
And the first person wasn't me.
Who was the first person?
Barstool Nate. dude.
I mean, he is my SiriusXM coworker, so I should probably be nice to him, but he never comes to the events.
Barstool Nate works at Sirius?
Coach K does.
Oh. Okay. It wouldn't shock me, dude. There's no way Arizona should be in the East.
No, they
should. And Maryland should be in the West.
Like, Maryland, you're flying hilariously.
It
Maryland
just doesn't and, track.
Maryland and Liberty, who are about 200-ish miles apart, are flying to Seattle to play for. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Yet somehow Louisville, who's an 8 seed, is going to play in Kentucky. Like, why on earth is Louisville getting a home game? If they beat Creighton, they're getting a home game against Auburn. That doesn't make any sense. Auburn is a top seed in this whole thing.
Dude, AU versus Mount St. Mary's, which we looked up the distance of that. It's like about a 90-minute drive, I think.
Yeah.
They have to go to Ohio
to go to Ohio, to Dayton. It doesn't make any sense.
My boy Kerwin plays rugby, and he gets in this big international rugby tournament every year. And his team here in D.C. is the Renegades, right? And he went to Italy for a rugby tournament. And they have various brackets. You win, you lose. Like, however, their final game in Italy was against their crosstown D.C. rival. like, I feel like that's where we're headed here in this era of scheduling. You got Houston winning it all. So give me your final four.
Yeah, so I got Houston winning it all. I have Florida in the final four. I have Michigan State in the final four. And then I have Arizona in the final four. I have Arizona beating Duke in the Elite Eight. Just because I have the questions about Cooper Flagg and his health status. It does remind me a little bit.
Wouldn't Arizona have to be Duke in the Sweet 16?
Or Sweet 16. And then I guess I think I have them beating St. Mary's. I have St. Mary's over Alabama in the round of 32.
Oof.
I have Auburn losing to Creighton.
So are you fading the SEC?
I am fading the SEC because as a guy that is a relative fan of the Big Ten, the conference that has the most teams in it usually has a really bad first
week. The Big Ten has, like, when they've gotten 10 teams in and six of them lose the first weekend.
In the first, like, 2 days. Right. And you're just like, what is happening? So I feel like the SEC is going to be, like, Georgia is a 9 seed. I ain't watched Georgia play. I think they have a losing record in the SEC, but they're a 9 seed.
Now, White Bryant. You're here to defend your SEC. He's an Auburn alum. We don't know what their mascot is, but he loves them. Yet another dude on here saying he's going to fade the SEC.
Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable, but the Big Ten history makes sense.
How do you feel about Auburn's guards? What do you think they are?
They're a lot better than what they've been the past 5 years. I am a little worried with the last...
I think that joke went over his head.
Couple games.
I didn't even hear you. What'd you say?
About the guards when Bruce Pearl got on ESPN and says guards aren't one specific thing?
That's not even a joke. Nobody was going to get that. Landfill, does that count? That's a miss by Denton.
If you're an Auburn fan, Bryant. You definitely saw Bruce Pearl get on ESPN and say his guards are not an expletive that you cannot say on television or radio. It was like mega viral
for
college
quick.
Basketball.
Hey, Landfill, apparently this mega viral moment, did you hear it? Are you aware of it?
No.
Jeff, mega viral, aware of it? Yo, Jeff is on these internet streets. Jeff lives on TikTok and Instagram reels. Jeff, did you see it or hear it?
I didn't see that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
White Bryan?
I saw it.
Thank you, White Bryan.
He went
saved
to
the
damn
day.
Auburn.
He saved the day.
I kind of think I'm fading St. John's.
They're like Houston. They can't shoot. They can fight.
Right,
but they can't
shoot.
They're
not as good as Houston.
Yeah, they're not as good as Houston.
You know who's bad? San Diego State. Yeah. I've never seen a team take worse shots more consistently.
I turn
that big fella, number zero, listen, he clearly has some athletic gifts.
Right.
That's a raw basketball player.
Very, very raw basketball player. You're a better man than me if you watch the second half. When they had 19 points in 18 minutes, I was like, this is over. I'm going to bed.
My buddy came over. It was dumb.
I had UNC for a very hefty sum, and it cashed out.
All right, what do we like tonight? Any hefty sums to be made?
I don't know if I'm going to bet American. I don't know that I'm going to put a lot on American.
What, if I may, White Bryan has informed us his average bet size is 20 cents. What is your average bet size, Denton?
Mine is not much greater, but it is great. It's about 5 to 10.
Okay.
5 to 10. You know, I'm not.
Landfill's kind of balling on his betting budget these days.
Landfill, what's your?
His standard unit seems to be $10 now.
Damn. High roller over here. Jeez Louise.
And what about you, Jeffrey? Is it you? I mean, I don't know if when you bet. You're a hard man to pin down.
What did you just say?
It's hard for me to know how much you bet, how frequently.
Nah, you said you're a hard man to do what?
Pin down.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else. I was like, JP, don't ever say that again to me.
What did you think I said?
What did you
think? I thought you said you were a hard man to bend down. I was about to say, yo,
get your
stop
head
that.
Out of the gutter.
Stop
and
that.
Pause,
but
Jeff?
Yeah, it depends. Like, if I know for a fact something is going to hit, I'll put a decent amount of money on it. Like, for instance,
the old one, he knows
when
something
I
for
know
a fact.
Something for a fact is going to hit.
Fact.
Are you betting like minus 300 odds? Like, how do you know for a fact it's going to hit?
I just get this feeling. Like, for instance, the last game I bet on, I put $10 on it.
Damn.
Baller.
High roller.
And it was the Wizards beating the Jazz. I just knew it was going to happen. I don't know why. I just got that feeling, and I took it.
I mean, what's your unit over here? $15 over there?
Mine is larger.
A little larger than $15. I have an idea. I'm not going to like put you on blast, but I have an idea because I gave you a bad weekend at college and you walked up to me and you like, I lost X amount of money. And I was like, I don't think I bet X amount of money in my gambling career.
My unit is larger. Pause, Landfill. yo, there is something that we haven't discussed in the basketball megaplex tonight. And it's important, Landfill. The Washington Wizards are taking on the Utah Jazz. Both teams are terrible. Utah's 15-54. The Wiz are 15-52. Now, obviously, this isn't like the NFL, but this could kind of be the Cooper Flag Bowl tonight.
Yes.
These are the two worst teams in the NBA.
And Alex Saar right now is looking a little too Joe Milton-ish for the Wizards.
I really like what Washington is building. That they compete. They compete hard.
They play
every
hard.
Game.
The young guys play really hard.
I think you bench some guys.
But like, can they chill?
Well, there's a big picture here. We all bought in. I'm okay with it. But this is the Cooper Flag Bowl.
Like Alex Saar's already breaking records. I want to see guys that I've never heard of off the bench.
I need everybody to chill tonight.
Give me a lot of Marcus Smart minutes.
Yeah. Now, Denton, you're welcome to hang out should you choose.
I'm here for the hour. Everybody else gets to sit in with you when B Mitch is gone, so it's my turn to have fun for an hour.
Who's everybody else?
Literally everyone but me, it feels like.
Okay, man. Hang out. That's fine with me.
I always get jealous.
You sound a little jealous.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.